Welcome to the Lunchtime Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to the Lunchtime Podcast. What are we now? We're up to episode 46. It's just a really, really short episode today. So I'd just like to apologise to you guys that listen for my slackness. I've had a lot of poor time management over the last week or so. So it's been a bit rough getting these episodes out. But I'm glad you're still with us. I hope you're still enjoying. So it's a really, really, really short episode, this one. So hopefully you guys enjoy it and you keep sticking with us, because it's really appreciated. And just like to thank you for your patience. Let's get on with the episode, eh? No thanks.
That'd be so awkward.
Very fucking awkward. So, it's the day after Melbourne Cup, buddy. How are we?
It is, not bad. You? Right.
Tired. Like, I just, like, just flat tired. Like, you know when you're really crook and you're just,
That's you?
I had all the energy in the world.
This morning?
Earlier on, but now I'm just, Oh no, I can't have Monster. No good for my fucking heart. I used to drink a shitload of it. That's probably why my heart's all fucked.
A little slow,
that's why I'm dying. So, in case I was to die, I just want to let you know I've buried the $1 million in.
Damn it!
That'd be the best prank. If you knew you were dying, you're about to fucking die, and you just go, I got $20 million buried.
That's it. Fuck. Everyone's like, did you say it? Oh, man.
It's like the video the other week that went viral. Did you see the Irish bloke that was
buried? Speaking on the coffin. How cool was that?
How funny is that? I love the fact that everyone's all sad, might be depressed all of a sudden.
And this bloke starts talking. Yeah.
Hello? Hello? Is there anyone there? Let me out! Ooh. It's dark in here! Is that fucking priest dark in here?
That was good, I like that. That was really good.
I'm like, damn! I've never thought of that.
That's a good idea.
I have thought, just for a laugh, while I'm in the coffin, I'd like one of those, when you go to like a haunted house sort of experience thing where it's the coffin door's open and there's a spring that pushes the fake dummy out for it. I'd like one of those. Just strap it around my waist where you tuck it under my clothes, and then when people come up to, you know, how they view the body sometimes with an open coffin. Yeah. I'd like that, but I'd like for my upper half of my body just to pop up.
Stand up. Oh, man. That's fine. Imagine it.
Oh, I'd love it. Oh.
Between the little groupers around you or whatever.
I'm just going to put it out there now. I'm going to apologise to our listeners. I've been very slack with the last couple of episodes with the publishing.
Hasn't been any.
But as you're listening to this episode, the previous two episodes have been published. So they're up there now. You'll have to excuse the laziness of it. There was no descriptions, intros, no outros. Yeah, I'm blaming Ron. He's slowly killing me. What happens when you hang around Jew hating, slave owning vegan?
Yeah, vegan will do it, just vegan. That'll slow you down. Don't worry about the rest, just vegan.
How fucking trash is the Melbourne Cup? It used to be a thing of prestige. Like, I always thought I'd love to go to the Melbourne Cup, but I look at it now.
Have you been there?
No.
I don't really have interest.
I'd like to go. For me, it's like a sporting grand final, whether it's AFL or NRL, or even if my team's not in it, I'd like to go for the atmosphere. I think just to see the atmosphere.
You want to go for the end after the what happens after it. You see all the drunk people hanging around and being dickheads.
Yeah, see, that's what puts me off wanting to go.
Why? Because you sit back, start drinking, watch it all happen.
Oh, watch all the pussy flying out from underneath the dress. Whip it. I remember seeing the footage of a couple of years ago. The girl that was squatting in a bush somewhere to have a piss.
No way.
And as she stood up, she lifted up the dress and just whipped the old fucking G-bagger off and threw it in the bin.
Really?
Like, Jesus.
That's a bit over the top, man.
Wouldn't you go putting your face into that, would you?
No. Oh. That's
right. Man, but I just look at some of them now, they dress trashy too. They don't even dress, like, obviously they dress nice enough to be allowed into Flemington because there is a dress code that you have to adhere to. But some of them, they look like they're on the fucking bare minimum.
Yeah.
And it's, some of them are just disgusting. And I'm just like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Especially, now you know me, I like me a bigger girl. I like something to grab, have some love.
Curvy.
But yeah, that's a good word for it. Mm. And, but I look at some of these girls and go, oh my. If you're going to be a slightly bigger girl, and I know I'm offending some people here, and I don't fucking care, because this is my podcast, and I'll say what the fuck I want.
Ooh, that's slap.
So, if someone's offended, go have your own podcast and fucking slap me off. I don't care.
Take your headphones off now.
But, some of these bigger girls, who will wear a nice dress, but it looks to be about two sizes too small.
Mm. That's not just Melbourne Cup, that's... You know,
that's walking around Cavill Ave on the Gold Coast. Some of those, and I'm a bigger bloke, but I don't wear something that's tight on me.
No,
it's gonna make my man boobs fucking stick out, my gut stick out. Like, oh,
but dress accordingly.
I've always liked loose fitting clothing anyway. Even before when I was younger, like before I became a
yeah,
fat
but
shirt.
Men and female are a little bit different. You know what I mean? I think females do it because it shows their curves.
And I do love me some curves, but then it gets to a point where you're like, maybe you need to shop in the adult section, not in the fucking, you know, 10 to 12 year age.
But what if they just bought this brand new dress or whatever, they washed it and it's...
Oh, is this one you were saying that was like $300,000?
What?
Is this the dress you said that she bought that was $300,000?
No, a different one. What if...
So not that cheap?
No. That's just the Wednesday night dress.
That's what she wears to bed. Fucking pajamas. I didn't wear $300,000 dress.
No, like you washed it and it shrunk a bit. Fuck. I was really hoping to wear this. Oh, fuck, I'll just wear it anyway. And it is a little bit tight. Yeah. Imagine that.
That happened to me. And I know your wife's dress probably cost more than my fucking shirt that I bought in Thailand. But it's the same thing. I wore it and it was like, I tried it on. It was,
and it shrunk?
It felt a little bit like, oh, you know, but it was just a case because it's new. I thought, you know,
oh, it's brand new.
You just got to wear it in and then it'll stretch it out. So I wore it a few times before I put it out to be washed.
You hear it all cracking and, you know, you hear the threads cracking.
And then put it in the wash. The wife put it in the washing machine and, you know, dried, and I went to put it on again. Fuck.
It was like for a 2 year old?
Fuck me, I think I bought that shirt in the newborn section of Target. That shit, it's tight, but I just had to wear it around the head. Loosen it up again, but you've got to be careful because, you know, your clothing in Thailand, it looks real nice, not that sturdy. Well, otherwise, some of it, it's pretty sturdy. I've still got some stuff from years ago that I bought in Thailand that I wear all the time around home.
But some of it not.
But some of it, yeah, and this one feels really thick. God damn. I paid fucking $5 for this shirt.
Oh,
I want my fucking money's worth.
You got one wear out of it.
You got one wash. Now it's tight as shit. It's something that you see people wearing at the nightclubs.
Hmm.
When their normal shirt size is like a size 44, but they're fucking wearing a size 18.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
You got to suck it in so much you're going to pass out walking around in it. It's like an anaconda on your body. It's just squeezing the shit out of you.
That's them things that chicks wear. Makes their
bustiers or whatever they're fucking... No, bustier, I don't even... Is bustier a real word?
I don't know what that is.
Neither do I. I think I just made the word up.
Okay. You know them things that chicks wear?
Corset?
No. It's I know what corset is.
Hats.
I don't know what you call it. Not a hat.
Shoes.
It's like, no.
What sort of girls do you see? Obviously these are homeless, so they don't have any clothes.
It sucks your body in like... it's similar to a corset, but it doesn't have a screen. Rope, tie, shoelace, whatever you want to call it. It's like elastic.
It's got a real stupid sounding name, but Spanx.
I don't know, is it?
I know Spanx.
It's like tights, but for your body.
I think it's called... Yeah, I think they're called...
Really?
Well, when I say they're called Spanx, I was going past the spare room at the house one day, and the missus is watching. She loves the Kardashian show. And I thought, oh, I need to get out of this, actually, because I heard one of them talking about Spanx. I thought, is this another Kardashian home porno? I think I'm going to watch this. Oh, yeah, crikey. Really short episode today. We might continue it on tomorrow. Who knows? We'll see what happens. See how lazy I am. Or we might just have this as a bonus episode for you guys. Who knows? Anyway, yeah, I heard them talking about Spanx. And I was like, yep, sweet, another Kardashian home porno. I'll download this and watch that later on.
And it wasn't what you thought?
Put that in the bank, go past, have a look. No, it's one of them was wearing like these tight legging, yogury pants sort of little things, but they were coming up over the stomach and stuff like that. And they were calling them Spanx. So...
Not what you're thinking.
No. A
little bit disappointed?
A little bit. I was hoping it was one of those Jenner girls being spanked.
Bruce Jenner. What's that? What's his name now?
Bruce. Not fucking Caitlyn. I'm pretty sure it still has a...
That's the one.
Pretty sure it still has a dick.
Caitlyn.
So it's still Bruce. Cut its cock off, then it's Caitlyn. But,
That's fucked up.
How much of a cunt are the Jenner girls? Well, that Kylie Jenner. She's a cunt.
I think they're all kind of...
There's a woman on the Gold Coast who's been selling a shirt for nearly 10 years. It says Rise and Shine.
Mm.
Now, Kylie Jenner has trademarked the phrase Rise and Shine because someone filmed her going Rise and Shine to her daughter. And someone's turned it into a ringtone and stuff like that. And she's got wind. And this woman sells a shirt on the Gold Coast in Australia.
It says
Rise and Shine. And Kylie Jenner's lawyers have sent her a cease and desist. How cunty is that?
Yeah.
You're a fucking billionaire. There's a woman who sells a handful of fucking shirts every couple of weeks, say Rise and Shine. Been doing it for 10 years. Probably in total, it's probably made about $8,000 over the last 10 years.
What a dog, eh?
And I'm like,
dog, eh?
It's like, as hot as you are.
Something similar happened to a clothing. Brand, I suppose you call it, designer, and I can't remember, recently it was on the news, and some big company in America, it was in Australia, sent a letter, similar thing, to change your name.
Really?
Yeah.
I have to look this up.
It was on the news like maybe a week.
Oh, there we go. I'm googling how to work out my body fat percentage.
BMI?
No. Body fat. BMI is...
Don't you have
to step
on one of them things?
My BMI is 35.4.
Kilos.
I'm in the obese range. Your body
fat... You're supposed to be 35.
No. That's your range. That's... My weight range, you're a fucking... Your BMI is not your weight. It's your body... That's your body mass index.
This is supposed to give you a weight...
No, it does. It's not supposed to give you what you weigh. It tells you the range that you're supposed to be in. My weight range is anywhere from 66 to 77.
35 kilos. What the fuck?
Jesus Christ. You're a fucking goose. You are a dead set goober, I'm telling you. But your body fat, what you do, you measure around your belly, all the way around, and then you do where your hips are, and you add them together, then you measure your neck. And whatever your neck is, you subtract that from the total of the first two. And that's your body fat percentage.
Really?
Mm.
I don't know if that's very accurate.
It is. Pretty fucking accurate. Yeah.
Have you been an angry dad?
The real one on me? Like the real one on me. Fuck it, Mitchell!
How funny are they? They crack me up all the time.
They get a bit tiring.
They do.
Once you see a few. Like, I did like the where he hotboxed his dad, where he farted in the car and his dad got it. He's like, oh, fuck, Mitchell. What the fuck? What have you been to fuck?
He's going to vomit, he's choking.
Fucking Mitchell. Oh, over the fucking window. Or the other one I like. Plastic, man. The other one I like is where young Mitchell fucking took his dad's Foxtel controller.
Oh, he's outdoors.
Stood outside and changed the channel. That was a good one. I like that.
They're classic. I got them on. I like them on Instagram, I think it was. And they don't do many videos anymore, unfortunately.
They've had their 15 minutes.
Yeah.
They've had their 15 minutes.
I wish they were still bringing it out, though. It's pretty funny.
You know what you want to watch on YouTube?
Mm.
The Hodge Twins.
You haven't heard of Shammy? Not the thing you drive a car with.
Yes. I know Shammy.
But, I think he lives near...
He lives on the coast.
Yeah. But, he's pretty funny, so much.
We'll have to continue this tomorrow, but... Oh, that'll do for today.
That's it.
Say bye, Ron.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, there we go, guys. Our shortest episode we recorded yet, done and dusted. Hopefully, even though it was really short, I hope you enjoy it. Remember, as always, you can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Anchor. And remember, with Anchor, leave us the voice message. You know, really want you guys involved with the show. Makes it a bit more enjoyable if you leave us some voice messages. Also, remember to look us up on Facebook and Instagram. Give us the follow, the like thing. Jump one of those in there. And again, like I said at the top of the show, I'd like to apologise for the slackness. Not just poor time management on my behalf, but there's other factors that, you know, we're looking at for the podcast. So hopefully you just keep sticking with us, keep patient, and hopefully you enjoy it more and I can get a bit more content going with other things. We're looking at a YouTube channel, possibly shirts as well. But anyway, thank you for your patience, ladies and gentlemen. I hope the flight is enjoyable for you. So thanks once again for tuning in, guys. And thanks for sticking with me. Anyway, guys, I'm out. Bye-bye. Yeah. This episode was brought to you by Anchor FM and Fantastic Mr. Matt.